Ms. Gigliotti says it would be an error to assume that animal creativity has to match the human version, though some examples turn out to be inarguably appealing to the human eye. Take the elaborate creation of a bower bird. Its bower, two parallel rows of slender branches that arc towards each other above a platform lined with bits of glass, shells, leaves, flowers and feathers, is a beautiful ruse by the male to attract a female for mating. Though ostensibly a book about creativity, the author frequently veers off to discuss animal emotion. Crayfish have feelings too, they can exhibit signs of anxiety, and intelligence. The pigeon should be the poster child par excellence for intelligence. She argues that animal personality is not limited to primates, your faithful mutt or standoffish cat. There are hundreds of thousands of studies on animals' character, and they include ants, fish, and mice. Anthropomorphism, the ascribing of human feelings to animals, is not the scientific sin it once was. Ms. Goodall has said she was quite unpleasantly disparaged for doing just that. Today she has pointed out with a sense of vindication, you can get a PhD in animal personality. The book makes its strongest case when advocating a revision of how to think about and act towards animals. Ms. Gigliotti points out that humans are only one of millions of species on Earth. She suggests a retreat from anthropocentrism in favour of recognition that animals are individuals with complicated, powerful, creative lives of their own.